MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. Roswell City Council met in a special session Monday to decide how to finalize a multi-source contract to remove mold, lead, and asbestos from city facilities. Custom Construction of Roswell is one of two companies seeking this contract. The other is Kears Remediation of Albuquerque. Both companies will be on call to the city. If there are two concurrent projects, this would allow the city to call in both companies at the same time. The first project would be to remove mold from around the indoor pool area of the Roswell Recreation and Aquatic Center. A third company seeking the contract didn't provide a required certificate, and so it was removed from consideration. Well, the end of the federal public health emergency, New Mexico preparing to issue the final round of pandemic-related electronic benefits transfer payouts. On May 11th, President Biden ended the country's formalized COVID-19 emergency order. With that, pandemic-related benefits ending as well. New Mexico will issue a final round of child care PEBT in the coming months. $500 and $1,000 rebates coming in June for New Mexicans. Child care PEBT will be issued on a monthly basis starting in April this month. By August 2023, the final PEBT child care issuances will be distributed to that according to the Human Services Department. Well, don't forget, it's the Rotary Duck Race at Two Rivers Park Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The grand prize, $500 cash. It's organized by the Rio Doso Rotary Club. Proceeds go to send students from Lincoln County to Camp RYLA, the Rotary Youth Leadership Awards. Duck tickets available at the Rio Doso Valley Chamber of Commerce, at the MCM Elegante, or from any Rotary member. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.